want to share this morning out of Romans chapter 13. And I read out the King James Version. And he says in verse 11 of Romans chapter 13, "And knowing the time," and that knowing the time, "and now it's high time to awake out of a sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife, and not in envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that's been said and done this morning. And I do pray, Lord, for the anointing, because I know the anointing breaks the yoke. Let what things need to be said, said. And those things you don't want said, Lord, have them not said, Lord. For we know that all things are possible with you this morning, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. There's a couple things that three words that I noticed in here, or three things that he says. He says now. He uses that term now. Not tomorrow, but today. Each one of us are important to God this morning. Each one of us that's sitting here, each one that listens by radio, each one of us are important to God. And he says, now, knowing the time. And what time is it? Well, it says back there, 5:05. But what he's saying is, now is the day. When you see the different things that are happening, when you see that wickedness is around us, as it says, in the end days, we would see it as the day of Lot. And what happened at the day of Lot? Sodom and Gomorrah. What's happening today? Different things that are going on. And if you don't see it, I pray that God opens your eyes. Now is the time. Now is the time to wake up and quit sleeping. If we're going to live for Jesus today. Don't say tomorrow I'm going to live for him. Today is the day. All we're guaranteed is right now. I'm not guaranteed 5 minutes from now. None of us are guaranteed 5 minutes from now. You know, it says in Psalms 103, and it says in Psalms 103, verse 15, "As for man's days, they're like the grass, and they're like the flower in the field that flourishes, and the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and it's remembered no more." In James chapter 4, it says, "Whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow. For what is your life? It's as a vapor, and then it vanishes." Life is like a vapor. You say, "I'm young," and you look back. I look back and I think, yeah, I was young too, but it's like we blink our eyes, isn't it? And all of a sudden we're old. All we're guaranteed is today. And if we're going to live for Jesus, live for Jesus. And if you haven't accepted Jesus, do like it says in Romans, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh. You know, as I thought about that, Pastor, as I thought about that, I thought about Paul when he was shipwrecked and he got on an island called Melita. And when he was on that island, Bible says they were barbaric people, but they wanted to show them kindness. And so they built a fire because they were wet. It was raining and it was cold and they just came out of the ocean, right? And they built them a fire to warm them up. And didn't Paul gather a bunch of sticks? And when he gathered the bunch of sticks, he threw them in the fire, but a viper came out and grabbed him by the hand. Chances are it was probably a cobra. And the people began to talk, the barbaric people began to talk, and they said, he must have done something like murder. The ocean didn't get him. But he says, the God's getting him now. And they expect him to swell up and die. You know what Paul did? He just shook it off. You know, I thought about that, shaking it off. Sometimes, many times as a Christian, you sit in church or you hear the gospel and you get conviction, but you leave and you shake it off. You do things that are wrong. You got away with it, but then you shake it off. Books are being kept. Are we living for Jesus? Have we put on Jesus? Are you with me? Or do we constantly just shake it off? You know what I'm saying this morning? Now is the day. Now. Now is to live for Jesus. Not tomorrow. Today. You know, as I thought about that, God led me to Daniel chapter 5. And in Daniel chapter 5, there's a man by the name of Belshazzar. He's the king. Can I tell you, he's the son of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 5. You know, I believe Nebuchadnezzar had some type of experience with God. And I think he looked up to Daniel because he gave him a Babylonian name, and what he did was gave him almost the same name as his son, except he added T-E to it, Belshazzar, right? Isn't that what it says? So he must have looked at him like a son, like he's important, right? In verse 1, Belshazzar throws a party. And it's a wild party. It's a worldly party. They probably got all kinds of dances going on, right? And drinking and dancing, carrying on, right? Can I tell you, it's a type of party probably he was ashamed to have his mother come to. His mother's the queen, isn't she? And Mama doesn't get an invite to the party, does she? She's not there. It's something he didn't want perhaps his mother to see, right? Mama's always got that instinct, don't they? They even got that look too, don't they? I know it. And we'll come back to that. But Belshazzar, he throws this party, and he's the life of the party. You know those guys that think they're something, or women, you know. Right? You know what I'm talking about? You know some of them, right? And he's walking around, and he thinks he's the life, right? But he's going to cross a line with God. He invites everybody but his mama, right? He invites the different wives. He invites the concubines. He invites princes. Over 1,000 people, it says in verse 1. And then he does his drinking while he's dancing. What, doing the twist? Is that, do they do that anymore? And they do? I don't know what dance he's doing. But anyways, he's drinking and he's carrying on, right? Like he's a show. And he says, let's really turn this into something wild. He says, let's get the golden and silver and brazen silver vessels that my dad took out of the church, the temple in Jerusalem. And he says, we're going to drink out of that and dance. And we're going to praise the God of gold, the God of silver, the God of brass. We're just going to just live it up. He crossed a line with God. He blasphemed. Just like some things that are happening today. There's blaspheme going on. God's keeping records. God sees it all. Doesn't he? They think they get away with it. And all of a sudden, you know, as I thought about this, I have the tendency, and when I preach, I know sometimes I use my finger, and I'm not pointing at anybody. If I'm pointing at anybody, this sermon's for me too. Every sermon I preach. And I know I point sometimes, and if it offends you, I'm sorry. But all of a sudden, God preaches a sermon because a finger comes out. Doesn't he? And he writes a heavenly language on the wall. Doesn't he? And now, instead of doing the twist and everything else, he's got conviction. He's shaking. Right? His knees are knocking. Right? And his stomach about drops down to his knees, right? And he's not, you know, right? When conviction hits, what do? You know that feeling you get in your gut when you've done something wrong? What do? Do you shake it off like Paul did? Don't just shrug it off. You know what he does? He says, well, I'll call my buddies. Right? I'll call my psychiatrist. Right? He calls all these important people supposed to know everything. He says, and I'll pay you for it. When you can go to God and not pay anything. Right? And he goes to them. And he looks to them for their help. And they don't have the answer for him. Can I tell you, the world doesn't have your answers. Your answers are going to come from God. Your answers are going to come from what thus saith the Lord. Is that right? He knows what we have need of. He's our maker. You know what he does? When he doesn't get the help he needs, his countenance gets worse. I mean, he's as white as a ghost. Scared. Mama comes in. Doesn't she? Mama's always got that look. My wife, in a couple of the churches we pastored in the South, we pastored about 40 years in the South, and sometimes she had to play piano, and we had 5 kids, and they all sat in a pew. And I'm up here preaching, and she's playing piano. And the kids knew, they make a mistake, Mama give them that look. I don't know how to do it, you know. I even get it sometimes. Can you do that look? Yeah. Mama comes, doesn't she? She comes in, she gives them that look. She says, you pull it together, son. You pull it together. Straighten out your act. Doesn't she say that in there? He says, you need answers for your problems. He says, there's a God that's got the answers for you, and there's a man who's got God's Spirit in him. Right? The Heavenly Spirit. And they call in Daniel. And when Daniel comes in, he says to Daniel, I want to pay you for what I'm... He says, you give me the answer to that writing on the wall. He says, you give me the answer. He says, I'll pay you good. I'll make you the third. I'll give you power. And I'll give you a gold chain to wear around your neck. Right? Daniel says, I don't want your money. I don't want your power. I've got all the power I want. You with me? And he says, let me tell you something, Belshazzar. He said, you knew your daddy had majesty, glory, and honor. And he says, it was all given to him by God. And then he perhaps brought him back. He says, you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He said, remember the fiery furnace when you was a little boy? And he said, remember what your dad did after they came out of that furnace? Your dad said that anybody that speaks against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut into pieces and their houses burned and left as dung. Doesn't it say that? He had some type of experience. Belshazzar probably saw that, right? And knew that his daddy. And then I believe he had an experience with God, but then God dealt with him with some things in his life. And as a Christian, God deals with us with things in our life. He says, your daddy had this power. And he says, remember what happened in Daniel chapter 4? Well, he doesn't say Daniel chapter 4, but remember what happened with your daddy? He had a dream, and I went in there and I interpreted for him. And he said he dreamt of a tree that extended into the heavens, right? And the dominion was all over the earth, from nation to nation, different languages. And he said whatever he said went, more or less, right, in Daniel chapter 4. And he said, but the watcher came down, and the holy ones came down. Can I tell you, God's watching your life? The holy ones are watching your life. The angels of the Lord, books are being kept. You say, well, I don't agree with that. Books are being kept on your life. Look in Revelation, and the books are opened. And he tells Nebuchadnezzar tells Daniel this dream. Belshazzar knows all about it. That's his daddy, right? And when Daniel hears the dream, he's quiet for an hour. He doesn't want to give the interpretation. For an hour, he's quiet. And then the king says, tell me what it means. He says, God's been watching your life. The Holy One's been watching. And he says, you've got a problem, Nebuchadnezzar, with pride. Right? And he says, God's given you the opportunity to repent. He begs him to repent, doesn't he? And he doesn't repent. God cuts him down. So he's got the heart of a beast, right? And his fingernails begin to grow like birds' claws. And his hair begins to grow feathers. And he eats the grass of the field for 7 years. And then one day, he looked up to heaven. And God gave him back the heart of a man. He said, you knew all about it. You knew. You knew. Belshazzar, you knew about it. You've heard the Sunday school classes. You know there's a God in heaven. The heavens declare the glory of God. And he says, your heart's not right. Belshazzar, he says, your heart's not right. He says in verse 22 of chapter 5, he says, you knew it. And then he says in verse 23, don't you realize that God holds your breath in his hand? God holds my breath in his hand. And he says, you want the interpretation of many, many tickle of Sharon? He says, your life has come to an end. You've been found in the scale. You're going to give account to God. More or less, that's what he says, right? You're going off into eternity. Today's your day, now. All we got is now. You know what he does? After Daniel gives him the interpretation, he gives him money and gives him power. Right? He gives him the gold around his neck. He doesn't repent, does he? And it says he goes off into eternity. He dies. Question. Two scriptures this morning. Hopefully, Jesus is your Lord and Savior. You put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hopefully. And if he is, hopefully you're living for him. Now is the day to live, not tomorrow. You are important to God. Two scriptures is all I want to leave us with this morning. The Bible says, what will a man or a woman, doesn't say woman, but it means man or woman, what will they give in exchange for their soul? What are you going to do? And he said, it's a fearful thing. It's fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We're going to face God Almighty. I used to say, when I get to heaven, you'll know I'm there because I'm going to shout and be happy. No, anybody that stood before God, they fell over as dead, didn't they? You with me? I want to leave those two scriptures. I want to leave one last thought with you. The thief on the cross that we remember Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Almost up till his last moment, he was mocking Jesus. He was going along with the crowd and saying terrible things. And then all of a sudden, he had a change of heart, didn't he? And he says, remember me. And Jesus says, today. What's your answer? Have you accepted Jesus? And if you've accepted Jesus, are you living for him? The watcher's watching. He sees all. He knows all. You can't fool God. Belshazzar's party's over. One day ours is. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Glad I got Jesus. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I shared what I felt you wanted me to share this morning, Lord. And you said your word would not return void, Lord. And I pray, Lord, especially for every individual this morning, Lord. I pray for strength, encouragement, Lord, especially the days that we're living in, Lord. And you said when the devil come in like a flood, Lord, you'd raise up that standard. And I believe he knows his time is short, Lord. And I pray, Lord, if there is anyone here that has not accepted you, Lord, let the conviction settle with them, Lord, that they do make things right with you, Lord. For all we're guaranteed is right now, Lord. Today is the day. In Jesus' name, amen.